Parshas Mishpatim begins with the letter Vav, which Rashi tells us, teaches us that not only were the Aseres Hadibros given at Sinai, at Har Sinai, but Parshas Mishpatim was as well. That after all the details that we go through in the Parsha, the very end of Parshas Mishpatim goes back to Maimon Har Sinai. In fact, it goes back to Dalet Sivan, Rashi tells us. And there the Pasuk tells us something very interesting, which we can't really understand, but it gives us a very, very important insight into the great love that Hashem has for each and every one of us. The Pasuk there says that Nadav, Avihu, and the Shivim Zekenim saw Hashem, Kaviyachol, whatever that means, and under Hashem's feet was the likeness of a sapphire brick, and it was like the essence of the heaven in purity. Now there's a big machlokes if they did something wrong or they didn't do something wrong. Rashi holds that they did do something wrong. And then Rashi goes on to explain what is the significance of this sapphire brick under quote unquote Hashem's feet. And Rashi explains that the brick was there during the slavery in Egypt to quote unquote remind Hashem of the terrible slavery that the Jews are experiencing in Mitzrayim as they're working with bricks to build Pitom and Ramses in Mitzrayim. The purity of heaven that they saw represented the sign of relief, of light and happiness that was experienced when the Jews were finally freed. And this shows us the tremendous love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. When we are enslaved in Egypt, Hashem Kaviyachol feels like he's enslaved, and he has a brick in front of him to always remind him, so to speak, of the slavery in Egypt. And then when the Jews are experiencing freedom, Hashem is there rejoicing with them. We find the same thing in the beginning of Parshas Shmos, when Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in a burning bush. Why is it a little thorn bush? Why not a big, beautiful California redwood? Rashi tells us, Imo Anochi Betzara, that when Klal Yisrael is in trouble, Hashem Kaviyachol is in trouble with Klal Yisrael. And we see this at the end of Sefer Bereishis and Vayigash. Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, don't fear going down to Mitzrayim. Hashem is going down to Mitzrayim with us, and Hashem is going to come back with us. Those who just made a siyum on Megillah and Daf Hayomi, the Gemara on Daf Chavtes tells us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael so much, wherever Klal Yisrael are exiled, Hashem goes with them to Mitzrayim, to Bavel, and then when Klal Yisrael come back, and the ultimate Geula, the pasuk doesn't say Ve'Heshiv, Hashem will bring Klal Yisrael back. It says Vishav, Hashem Kaviyachol himself is going to come out of Galus with Klal Yisrael. We find this in the very first Rashi in Sefer Shmos and Sefer Bamidbar. Hashem is always counting Klal Yisrael because of Hashem's great love for the Jewish people. Now, this love is not limited to Klal Yisrael on the communal level, but Hashem loves each and every Jew. We see this, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeah, Simen Shin, Lamed, Hey, you can look up for homework, Hilchos, Bikur Cholim, brings down from the Gemaras and Shabbos, Daf, Yud Beis, halachic ramifications of the fact that when a person is sick, the Shekhinah is there with the person. The Shekhinah is supporting and sustaining and taking care of the Cholim. And we find this most clearly in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah talks about, there's a list of those who committed the worst of errors in the Torah, the death penalty, Chayev Skila, death by stoning. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, even those who are stoned to death, Amar Rabbi Meir, when a person is punished for a sin, you're talking about a terrible sinner. Shekhinah Maloshon Ameris, how does the Shekhinah respond to a Jew who's being punished? Kolani Miroshi, Kolani Mizroi. It's as if Hashem's own head hurts. Hashem says, my arm hurts, my head hurts, because this Russia is suffering. And the Mishnah says, if that's how Hashem feels by the suffering of the wicked, Kal v'chomer, how much more so by the suffering of the righteous. Hashem loves each and every Jew so much, and Hashem believes in us, and He's rooting for us, and it's up to us to love ourselves in the proper way, and to be Omid bin Yisayon, and do what we need to do, and believe in ourselves, that we can be the best that we can be.